Support Accounting Instruction by clicking the link below, giving you a free month membership to all of the content on our website, broken out by category, further broken out by course, each course then organized in a logical, reasonable fashion, making it much more easy to find what you need than can be done on a YouTube page. We also include added resources such as Excel practice problems, PDF files, and more, like QuickBooks backup files when applicable. So once again, click the link below for a free month membership to our website and all the content on it. Hello, in this lecture we'll be working a problem about the statement of cash flow. We'll be using the indirect method to work this problem. We'll talk more about what the indirect method is as compared to the direct method as we go through this. We're going to have the information on the left-hand side. We're going to enter that information into a worksheet here, which will help us to put together the statement of cash flows. Then we'll put together the statement of cash flows, and we're going to have a few adjustments to them. A few things we're going to want to learn when we do the statement of cash flows. It's good to do this because, one, it helps us to read the statement of cash flows, which is good. So creating the statement of cash flows helps us to later read the statement of cash flows. It also has a similar issue in terms of balancing, just like when we have the balance sheet, if it's not in balance, we might have to go do the whole thing, looking through the whole thing over again to see where it is out of balance. We're going to want to build a structured system in that we can basically try to find check figures along the way so that we can see if we